And the entire Little League team turns around to look at me to hear all about what it was like chasing the dinosaurs. And my friend, the coach, is like, hello, we have a baseball game going on here. Stop paying attention to the movie star.
Did you have a speaking part?
No, I tied a rope around a dinosaur and threw him down to the ground.
Oh, cool. I got to watch the movie again.
I think you have to hit pause in the DVD. Actually, the scene was directed by one of George Lucas's big Oscar-winning guys, and we did it behind one of those blue screens, obviously not a real dinosaur. So they duplicated.
Yeah, I think that goes without saying.
They duplicated me and two other guys to make us into 12 guys.
Oh, no kidding.
So you can see the three of us close to the camera, but then our duplicates are in the back scurrying around.
Wearing the same clothes?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Our moment of greatness.
Well, it's going to be a great show. We'll talk about acting. And, of course, George Bush finally admitting, oh, yeah, those secret prisons that we said we didn't have. Turns out we did have them, but we're not using them anymore. Don't worry about it. All here. Willie Brown will join me because we'll be keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Core.
Cool. That's the Progressive News Hour for this day. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. More news and downloadable audio 24/7 at our website, quakeradio.com. This is the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station, broadcasting in HD Digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News. September 11th, the road to readiness 5 years later. How prepared are we, and what lies ahead?
From the September 11th tragedy came some critical and positive changes.
The amount of cooperation and interchange between all the agencies, not just the National Guard and OES, but all state agencies, is really much greater now following the events of 9/11.
Major General William Wade II oversees all operations for the California National Guard.
Things that heretofore we might not have shared information because we didn't think it was relevant to a different agency, we share on a routine basis now just to make sure that we're all very much understanding of what the other one's going through and seeing.
If there is a silver lining after the terror attack 5 years ago, it's the renewed sense of urgency and focus on being ready and prepared. One of the lessons learned from New York and the Pentagon is the importance of getting all agencies on the same page, setting aside competitiveness and rivalries, and building deeper levels of communication between the state's disaster support teams, including the California National Guard.
We get together on a regular basis and we discuss these issues. We talk about response plans. We're constantly updating them. We have exercises and evaluations, and all of that plays to the very robust system that California has to respond to emergencies.
Major General William Wade says because we lead the pack when it comes to natural disaster preparedness, we're far ahead of many states when it comes to responding to a potential terror attack.
California is the model for others to emulate. Our SEMS, the Standardized Emergency Management System, is something that is a California hybrid, and many other states throughout the nation are now adopting that as their model of how to do things.
In our next segment, complacency is not an option and the never-ending battle for resources.
Listen for our special reports every day at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. on 960 The Quake, or check out our series online at quakeradio.com.
Hey, open up your screen, because you do not want to miss this. It's Perry Mann's 27th Annual Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. That's right, the world's number one wildest and sexiest party ever is back on Halloween weekend, featuring flesh, fetish, and fantasy, plus porn stars, prizes, and performances by George Clinton, Thomas Dolby, Too Short, LZ Love, special guest Flavor Flav, with Tara Patrick, Violet Blue, Raquel Devine, top fetish models, burlesque artists, and circus acts. Visit our dungeon, our playroom, and the Exotic Erotic Expo with 100 booths filled with erotic art, exotic fashion, and fun with toys. There's $10,000 in cash and prizes for best costumes. This Halloween, join thousands of other handsome hunks and vampy vixens and live out your most erotic fantasies. It's the one, the only, the original Perry Mann's Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace. For details and tickets, call 415-567-BALL or visit exoticeroticball.com. That's exoticeroticball.com. For best value, get your tickets now.
Metro PCS presents more scenes from other wireless stores.
So I get 400 minutes a month.
You sure do.
And when can I use them?
You can use them whenever.
Seriously, whenever?
I wish.
Oh, you just said I can use them whenever.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I said you can use them whenever.
I'm not seeing the difference.
Whenever, two N's.
Dude, so you're misspelling it.
No, it's two N's, two words. Here, maybe this will help. I'll be you. I can use my minutes when? Now, this is me. Never. Does that make sense for you now?
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Forget about minutes. Switch to MetroPCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. For $40 a month, you get all the local and long-distance calls you can make anytime and no contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8 for a store near you or buy online at MetroPCS.com. MetroPCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S. Taxes and fees not included.
Celebrity voice impersonator.
Here's a look at traffic from the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
704 at 960 The Quake. Good morning. I'm John Scott. Our report brought to you this time by Toyota Certified Used Vehicles. We have still on our board, we don't know if it's there, but we'll let you know. It's slow out of Antioch, no surprise, but there was a stall in some lane westbound just after Railroad. Bay Bridge, stall blocking the 5th Street off-ramp. You do have another lane to get around, but it may be a little slow in that part of the upper deck. Coming into the city, San Bruno crash, two cars, 101 northbound at the SFO off-ramp. Metering lights are on, by the way, at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Back to the 880 overcross. Most BART trains on time. Some short delays on trains from downtown San Francisco on the Richmond line. They took a train out of service a few minutes ago. Toyota certified used vehicles feature 160-point quality assurance inspections and vehicle history reports. Check out the great financing rates available now at your local Toyota dealer or go to toyota.com/certified. The best new cars make the best used cars. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit our website, quakeradio.com, 705. This morning's top stories in 10 minutes. Now it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Good morning, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, and all environs around there. Not to mention Marin. We are Keeping It Real with Will and Willie at 7:05 a.m. on 960 a.m. It is Thursday. What is it, the 8th? I think it's the 7th. 7th. Yeah, it's 09-07-06.
Yep.
And I'm Will Durst. That's Willie Brown.
And I'm Willie Brown. And I've been in search of, as you know, the replacement cappuccino for the place that we love the most and had enjoyed the most broadcasting from down at the Hotel Vitale. And since then, I've had to go look every day. And this one I got from a near homeless shelter.
No, you didn't. You went across the street again.
Well, I went to the place where the people got off the train from coming down the peninsula, and I got a giant size. And you had reminded me that cappuccinos are best when they don't have a lot of foam.
Yeah.
So I said, listen, how about actually giving me some coffee rather than the cup of foam that I've been getting? So we had a little tit-a-tat, but I got it. And,
is it better?
They're right. Much better.
Yeah.
Much better. And my guess is, if you go in and says, I want the same cappuccino that Willie Brown gets.
Low foam.
You might get it.
There's no foam here. There's never been. You've never been a foam guy.
No, not at all. But the interesting thing about that place over there is all kinds of small business people over there. The Shine guy came up to me and said, I owe you a big thanks because 10 years ago, 11 years ago, you got me into City Hall, Shining Shoes. I now have a gig over here, Shining Shoes. I owe you a shine. He says, but I got a new invention. I said, what is that? He said, something to do with what happens to you after your beard has been shaved off. I guess black guys have those kilos or whatever they call them. And so he's got this invention that I got to talk to. And then this woman came to me, and she talked to me about her new product. So we got all kinds of things going on over there.
No wonder you were late for the face off. You were getting buttholed.
No.
You made it for the show. Yeah. And of course, yesterday, I don't know. You didn't see Katie Couric yesterday.
Yes, I did.
I thought she was good with Bush. I thought she was tough.
I thought she was good with Bush, but, well, there was something about CBS News that's really morning. It's not evening news. It's morning.
It's a softer show, it is.
Yeah, all those ditties you do with people, like yesterday she had the guy who was blind and, you know, he was maneuvering around.
Yeah, the guy in Sacramento, yeah.
Yeah, without the assistance of anybody. She had that on, and then she said Rush is going to be on tonight on something.
Rush Limbaugh is going to do the free speech
session. I kind of agree with a couple of people who said they think maybe the camera people and the people who are the techs on the show are not terribly kind to her because of the angles. Like last night, she looked heavier than she did the night before.
The night before, she had buttoned her jacket to emphasize, emphasize the cinching of her waist to prove that she really was tidy. Yeah. It wasn't photoshopped photos.
Last night they nailed her, and she should never, never, never. When you have gotten to be that size, you can't sit back on the desk. She sat on the side of the desk. That spreads you. You know, that causes you to spread out
your bottom.
You know, you ought to be standing straight up. That makes you look more like Jay Leno.
Her eyes look askew.
Yeah, you said.
I'm wondering if she had work done.
You think so?
I'm wondering.
Oh, here we are.
Yeah. No. Because
we didn't ask that about Charlie Gibson.
Well, I don't know if Charlie Gibson had work done. His eyes don't look askew.
We don't ask that about Brian Williams. We don't ask that about
Brian
Jim
Williams
Lair.
Was dipped into polyurethane a long time ago by his Achilles heel.
But I just got to tell you, though, you only think morning. She sounds morning. It's almost as if she's so timid and hesitant about moving ahead, but so sincere. I've never had I'd love her as a candidate. She would be so sincere. Can you imagine her debating with Hillary? She'd wipe Hillary out just on sincerity alone.
Hillary knows her facts, but she's as cuddly as a stainless steel teddy bear.
I thought her interview
with Bush, when he was talking about the secret prisons, and what was it that he said? She asked a question, and he said, "One of the hardest parts of my job is to connect Iraq to the war on terror."
One of the
hardest parts of my job is to spin gold out of lead. out of straw. You know.
Particularly when there is absolutely no connection whatsoever.
He's Rumpelstiltskin.
And then the report yesterday about what happened in the Congress and the Senate. On the debate on Rumsfeld?
Well, the Democrats tried to bring it to a vote, and the Republicans denied the vote of no confidence.
What they did is they ruled it not germane, or they ruled it out of order.
Uh-huh.
But what the Democrats didn't do is appeal the ruling of the chair.
Which would have meant what, parliamentary-wise?
That means a vote.
They didn't do that?
They didn't appeal the ruling of the chair. They said it's out of order, and that ended it. They allowed the debate to go forward.
Why didn't they do that?
But there's no recorded vote, because I assume that that's the deal they made.
We should talk to Feinstein.
Or somebody, because clearly there should have been. And then, you know, Feinstein, Joe Lieberman yesterday voted against a Feinstein amendment on a bill that would have dealt with the issue of cluster bombs. She was trying to limit distribution.
Right, so they wouldn't be used around population.
That's right. That's right. Lieberman voted with the Republicans, which is a clear indication of what Jeffrey Cooner said yesterday. When Jeffrey was on the air yesterday, he said that there is an effort being made to assist Mr. Lieberman, and in the process they are trying to extract out of Mr. Lieberman some understanding that he will vote with the Republicans, and apparently that is exactly what he's doing.
Well, I wonder if he's limiting his vow to join the GOP on these items only in natures of national interest or security or military. I wonder if he's still going to be able to be vote his conscience, whatever that is, on other issues. He's always been good on the environment. He's been fairly good on women's issues. Although some people would disagree with
him. He's been terrible on affirmative action. He's not been good on affirmative action at all. And
he's
that's
in Connecticut.
What's affirmative action in Connecticut?
Back up for a second.
What is affirmative action in Connecticut? It crosses the lines.
Yeah.
I raised that because last night I had dinner with the former treasurer of Connecticut. A fellow named Frank Borges, who is a black man, was the treasurer of Connecticut and the elected treasurer of Connecticut. He has been, for the last several months, the treasurer of Ned Lamont's campaign.
Oh, no kid.
Yes, he's an old friend of Joe Lieberman's. He is currently the national treasurer of the NAACP. He occupies that position, and he happened to be in town. He called
good with money, huh?
Yeah. He called yesterday. It's pretty much a deal. runs a hedge fund of some sort, or one of those investment funds, Landmark, it's called. Very successful operation. you know, airplane, all the stuff that goes with it. But he was, and he's a good friend of Ned Lamont's. He said, Ned Lamont has quietly said, I will put in whatever it takes. He also said that Lieberman spent $12 million in the primary, and his client, his candidate spent $4 million. They went from about 45.
Lamont only spent $4 million,
and
he was outspent 3-1.
And he was outspent 3-1, and he still won.
And Connecticut is such a small state; they got one TB market. They got New Haven. That's it, or Hartford.
He also said
maybe they got two.
He also said that they are only 6 points down
right now.
Right this moment, they're only 6 points down, which means. I believe now Ned has a good chance of winning.
Well, there are
I invited
8.5 weeks. Oh,
I
you invited him on the show?
To come out here. Yeah. No, I invited him to come out to California. I said, come out to California. Yeah, why don't you get him out here? This is a hotbed of anti-Bush, hotbed of anti-war. He said, but you got to understand something. Lieberman didn't just lose because of his war. He lost because he has become a Washington senator, not a Connecticut senator, that his visits had been infrequent, that his focused attention on issues affecting the state had been infrequent, that those local people went after him on the basis of things like schools and on the basis of things like health care in their state.
Paying attention
that,
to the state.
That's right, that he had not been, he had become a national figure, the vice presidential candidacy. And, you know, and he did both the Senate and the vice presidential candidacy together.
That's
and
right.
They evidenced great selfishness there. And he had apparently must have had some personal insults to some people back home, so to speak, stiffing them and not showing and what have you. And so he said that there was a lot more than just the business of the war.
A great
yeah,
Davis
the war was big. He also said that Maxine Waters, who's been on our program, mm-hmm. and who was like one of the pioneers when we first came up with the pilot, well, he says Maxine Waters spent one full month, every weekend, from about Thursday noon till Sunday night, campaigning door-to-door in Connecticut on behalf of Ned. Isn't that incredible?
That is incredible.
That is absolutely incredible. And he said that Joe Lieberman became so concerned about her presence on the race side that he showed up on last weekend with two black people that nobody recognized. Nobody could figure out who they were.
It is 7:16 a.m. We are keeping it real with Will and Willie here.
Coming up, we're going to find out what has been heard on the Hill with Marianne Aker. She writes for Roll Call Magazine, the column, Heard on the Hill. She's got all the latest scoops and gossip. But we have our own John Scott, who has all the latest hard news here on 960 The Quake. We'll be right back.
At 960 The Quake. Good morning. I'm John Scott. Here's the latest from the newsroom. The Quake's John Rivers has our update on the long, drawn-out San Francisco hotel labor troubles.
2 weeks ago, San Francisco hotel workers voted 93% in favor, authorizing their union leadership to call a strike if necessary to win a fair contract. Unite Here, Local 2, and the group which represents management of 13 Bay Area hotels have been bargaining day and night for the past 10 days. Now, a little progress has been made, according to both sides. Enough progress that so far, anyway, a strike has not been called, but continues to be a real possibility if a settlement is not reached in the near future. An all-day picket is scheduled for today in front of the St. Francis Hotel, beginning this hour.
British Prime Minister Tony Blair says he'll resign within a year after many years of big support in his country. The Iraq War and his alliance with George Bush has taken a toll on his reputation and his poll numbers. Blair has been under intense pressure from within his Labour Party after nearly a decade in power. Quake traffic, Pleasant Hill, new problem on 680 southbound. Before the Monument off-ramp, looks like a motorcycle and another car has at least a couple of lanes, maybe three blocked. So we may have a signaler the next few minutes. We'll keep you posted. Rider of the motorcycle down in the left lane. Two-car crash, San Bruno, 101 northbound after SFO, and a two-car crash on 580 eastbound after Foothill. Mostly sunny today, a little coastal fog, Bay Area highs, 60s at the beaches, 70s around the bay, and mild upper 80s inland. Keeping it real with Will, and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Why should you switch to Comcast Digital Voice Home Phone Service? Not only will you experience the latest advancements in phone technology, but you will also get the quality, reliability, and features that you've come to expect from Comcast, all for one low monthly rate. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com to get connected today.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage, just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-889-1642. 1-800-889-1642. That's 1-800-889-1642.
The Daily Tribune Classified section, may I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to place an ad for an apartment I'll be renting out.
Okay, how should the ad read?
Sunny one bedroom, 850 square feet, modern kitchen, hardwood floors, $1,000 a month rent. Available immediately. Unless you're African-American, Hispanic, Asian, Middle Eastern, Indian, or a member of any other minority group.
Okay.
Apartment is also unavailable if you are female, have children, a disability, or believe in a non-traditional religion.
Anything else, sir?
Oh, yeah. Can we add that pets are okay?
Certainly.
Unfortunately, housing discrimination isn't always this obvious. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's the law. Brought to you by HUD, the Ad Council, and LCCREF.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD Digital Radio yet? If not, go to crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at crutchfield.com.
960 The Quake, the state of our union, with one difference. We tell the truth.
I know you care so much about the soldiers in Iraq, and when we told some of them we had an opportunity to speak with you, almost all of them said, would you please ask the President of the United States, when can we come home?
And the answer is when the mission is done. When your commanders decide you can't. You know, it's interesting you said that. I get a little different response from the soldiers I meet. You know? Frankly, I've never had one say that. They've all said, I'm honored to serve the country. I understand what we're doing. I'm proud to be a volunteer. And, you know, I can't tell you how great the military is. It's such a proud group of people dedicated to protecting this country and doing their duty.
He'd never heard that. That's funny. Nobody ever went up to the president and said, get me out of here! I want to go home! I can't imagine that. A man who handpicks his audiences everywhere. This is Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. I am Will Durst. It is 7:22. Mr. Brown is right here. Mayor Brown is with me.
And I must tell you, though, Will, that we were discussing Katie's performance. My guess is that Bush is going to avoid being interviewed by Katie Couric.
No kid. He thinks he can charm. We'll talk about this later. I think we have Marianne Akers on the line. Marianne, from Roll Call Magazine, writes the honored and award-winning column, Heard on the Hill.
Hello, hello.
And welcome back from vacation. Thanks for joining us.
I had a great vacation, and can't say that I'm real happy to be back, but I'm happy to talk to you all.
Well, we're happy you are back.
Marianne, it's good to hear from you.
Hey, how are you, Mayor?
Pretty good. Did you watch Bush yesterday in his press conference?
I did. And I didn't know what was going on at first. It took me by surprise. I look up, and it was very dramatic. I was taken aback. I was surprised. And I think a lot of people were. I think it was probably a good strategy on his part.
Well,
or at least that's how it's being played on Capitol Hill. And, you know, this is all part of the big national security strategy, because that's what the Republicans on Capitol Hill are doing right now. They're focusing on nothing but national security, which, as you know, has been the winning issue with Republican voters.
And, you know, they have apparently decided to do this kind of a hit from now on. They're no longer going to give you more than a moment's notice that he's about to come on, and they're going to prep it by saying, hey, he's going to say something dramatic. He bumped many shows yesterday. I was scheduled to be on MSNBC with Brian Williams, and I
damn
got bumped.
Him.
Yeah, I got bumped because Bush decided to fess up to holding on to people.
Another reason to hate the president.
Well,
I don't hate him.
And I agree with you. It's all part of the national strategy. I've been saying it here to our guys here on the station that's exactly what he's doing. He's building himself up to being the underdog, doing everything he possibly can to protect the security of this country.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's his ace in the hole.
And he's going to force Congress to vote on changing the military tribunal rules. So everybody will have a stance on this, and the Democrats will be able to be attacked by the Republican opponents if they vote against this. I think that's a wise strategy right there.
Marianne, what's going on the congressional race side? There doesn't seem to be any attention at the moment being given news-wise in the last several days.
Well, they just came back, okay, and they're only going to be here really a few weeks. They're only going to be here the month of September, and that's basically 4 weeks. And if you break it down, they've really only got 19 working days to do anything. So Republicans are banking on heading out early onto the campaign trail. They're extremely vulnerable, as you know, this year. So they're going to get just bare bones passed. They're going to focus on national security, and instead of passing all the appropriations bills, all 13 appropriations bills that they are supposed to pass to keep the government running, they're going to pass a continuing resolution, which is now basically common. That's what they do now. They pass a continuing resolution. They're going to go home.
Which is kind of like checking in poker.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. They're checking. And so that keeps the government running, and they go home and campaign. Then the election is held. Now, even if Democrats win, let's say Democrats win back the House, they win back one chamber, Congress still comes back in November for a lame duck session of Congress.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Before the holiday recess.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun little session of Congress. And it'll be cool and exciting as a reporter if Democrats have taken back one chamber, because then you always have these people who have lost their races walking around in kind of a fog, knowing this is it.
Nothing to lose, too.
Walking around like Lieberman?
No, he's got a fighting shot.
He's got a real fighting shot. Are you kidding? Joe Lieberman has got a very serious shot at winning.
It's interesting. The mayor had dinner last night with Lieberman's treasurer.
No. With
Lamont's treasurer.
Right.
Ned Lamont's treasurer.
Lamont's treasurer.
Yeah.
Because I was going to ask, if you had dinner with Lieberman's treasurer, which Republican was it?
Yeah, was it Karl Rove?
He's raising so much money from Republicans. Essentially now what he's doing is raising money from out-of-state Republicans and lobbyists. And the emails that have been going around talking about a big Lieberman fundraiser are being sent by Republicans.
Well, you know, the message should go to him, though, that Ned Lamont is independently wealthy. And he has decided, apparently, to do like John Corsine did, and that's spend whatever it takes. Bloomberg established that standard, and I would guess that Ned Lamont's campaign is going to look like.
That's right.
It's Bill Gates trying to buy out Warren Buffett rather than Buffett trying to buy out Gates.
That's exactly right.
This could get ugly.
Well, all it will do, I suspect that Lieberman will be harmed if he takes too much money from Republicans, don't you think, Marianne?
Well, it depends on how up front it is, and it depends on whether there are soft money coming in from firms that have both Republicans and Democrats in them, or whether they're all like straight down the line Republicans. And I think the RNC is never going to admit that they are helping fundraising for Lieberman, but I think it's very clear that Republicans are fanning out to really help him.
You know, another interesting aspect of this upcoming election is the third-party candidates. There's a big article in the New York Times yesterday about how the Green candidate is being supported in Pennsylvania by Rick Santorum. They went out of their way to get him. And also, isn't there a third candidate in the 22nd District of Texas in the Sugar Land District?
And tell me who's in the 22nd.
Tom DeLay?
Tom DeLay's district. There is, but that's not going to matter, I don't think.
What is he doing these days?
Is he in that district? I don't think a third-party candidate is going to do anything there.
What's the story about Tom DeLay and his conduct involving Dancing with the Stars?
Well, this is kind of embarrassing.
It's in your column.
One day he's I had it in my column today. One day he's the House Majority Leader, and the next day, and I kid you not, he sent an email yesterday to his supporters. And let's face it, the guy has a Rolodex, 100 miles long. His email was sent to presumably friends and associates, a copy of which was forwarded to me. And he was soliciting support for his friend Sarah Evans, a country singer, who's going to be a contestant on the show Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
What is that, a textbook example of how the mighty have fallen?
Right.
That may be a cousin. You guys have no way of knowing.
they're not related. But the deal is, this is actually interesting. It's an orchestrated Republican effort to get out the vote for this woman. Sarah Evans, longtime Republican supporter. She sang at the 2004 Republican convention in New York. And her husband, this guy Craig Shelsky, ran for Congress in 2002. He lost in the primary. But they're longtime friends of DeLay and of the Republican Party. And there are other people in town who have been hired by Sarah Evans to help her. Now, Tom DeLay did this pro bono, but it was pretty hilarious. I mean, the email...
People are hiring other people to help them win votes
in a Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, my living
show.
God.
It's the most ridiculous thing. So Tom DeLay's email begins, "Dear friend, I am writing you today in an effort to help a good friend of mine, country music singer and GOP supporter Sarah Evans. Sarah will be competing this year on ABC's smash hit, Dancing with the Stars." And then he goes on to say, "Don't forget, your vote helps determine the winner." Exclamation point.
Well, welcome back, Marianne Akers. Thanks so much for joining us,
as you do
every Thursday, and we look forward to speaking to you next Thursday.
I'll talk to you then.
All right, Marianne.
Stay out of trouble. We got news, CNN, John Scott, everybody's going to join us, but right now, let's have a little more. Donnie, roll up, let's hear more of Katie Couric and George Bush going at it.
When you look back on the last 5 years, President Bush, is there anything that you wish you had done differently?
Yeah, I mean, I wish, for example, Abu Ghraib didn't happen. That was a stain on our nation's character, and it sent a signal about who we're not to a lot of people around the world. I probably could have watched my language a little better, you know.
In terms
Bring it
of
on,
saying,
for example,
yeah.
I sometimes try to explain myself in plain terms, and sometimes the terms are too plain.
At 9:60, The Quake. Good morning. I'm John Scott. Here's the latest from the Quake Newsroom. An all-day picket by the Unite Here Union is this morning in front of the St. Francis Hotel. 2 weeks ago, union members voted 93% in favor to authorize a strike if necessary to win a fair contract. 2 months after Cody's Books on Berkeley's Telegraph Avenue closed its doors, its owner has sold the two remaining stores in Berkeley and San Francisco to a Japanese book distributor, Tokyo's Yohan, Inc., bought it for an undisclosed amount of money, according to Cody's officials. An interfaith silent vigil is being held to call for peace in the Middle East this afternoon at 3:45 on the Polk Street steps of San Francisco City Hall. It's 7:33. Let's look at traffic in the Crown 4 Morning News Traffic Center. Brought to you by Sleep Train this time. Pleasant Hill, we thought it was going to be terrible, but they cleared the accident very quickly. Hit-and-run injury crash involving a motorcycle. That was 680 southbound of Monument. Slow from Concord Avenue down. 242 will be backed up a little bit as well. San Bruno crash near the airport off-ramp. 101 northbound. Los Gatos originally reported as in the other direction. We got it right now. 85 northbound after Winchester. Multi-car crash. One lane blocked. 60 BART trains on time. Metering lights are on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. The backup to about the 880 overcrossing. Sleep Train has a new stop in Palo Alto. Their newest store is at 2098 El Camino, just south of Stanford Shopping Center. At Sleep Train, you'll always find the best service, best price, and best selection. Sleep Train, your ticket to a better night's sleep. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit quakeradio.com. Nice day ahead. A little bit of fog on the coast. Bay Area high 60s, beaches 70s around the bay, and the upper 80s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Attention Bay Area residents, announcing West Coast Green, the nation's largest residential green building conference and expo, September 28th through 30th at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium in San Francisco. From carpeting a room to building a whole new residence, you're sure to find something inspiring. Hear Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as keynote speaker. See over 250 exhibitors of sustainable building materials and services. Talk with green builders in the reverse job fair. For more information, go to westcoastgreen.com. That's westcoastgreen.com.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-889-1642. 1-800-889-1642. That's 1-800-889-1642.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to streamingbmw.com.
I'm Melody Thomas Scott. If you're a parent of a child with health problems, finding the best medical resources can be a nightmare. It can make anyone's life feel like a daytime drama. That's why Shriners Hospitals are so important. They provide expert medical care to kids with orthopedic problems or severe burns totally free of charge. And there's a Shriners Hospital helping kids from this area. If you know a child that the Shriners might be able to help, call 1-800-237-5055. Shriners, giving help and hope to kids for over 80 years.
Have you heard that there's a new kind of radio? Radio. Discover HD Radio.
HD Radio.
Now you can hear more channels,
more kinds of music,
with no subscription fees. The best way to enjoy HD Radio is on the all-in-one iSonic entertainment system from Polk Audio. iSonic is the world's first HD radio that also plays DVDs,
CDs,
MP3s, even your iPod. And it fills any room with amazing 360-degree iSonic sound. The all-in-one Polk Audio iSonic is available now at PolkAudio.com.
San Francisco and the Bay Area's home for Progressive Talk, 960 The Quake.
That's sexy. That's sexy. That's sexy.
Very sexy.
That's sexy.
Yes, thank you, Paris Hilton, who was busted yesterday. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quake. Thank you for joining us.
What was she busted for?
She was busted for driving erratically, failing a field sobriety test.
That's sexy.
At a driving under the influence task force spotted her driving erratically. She was busted for DUI.
And did she say that she'd been out for a drink with Mel Gibson?
She claims that she was...
That would be a winner.
She claims that she had one drink. She had one drink. Well, she weighs, what, 85 pounds? It's like when Dick Cheney said he had one beer before he shot the lawyer. Yeah.
You don't need that many beers to shoot lawyers. So he may have been telling the truth. But, you know, well, I don't understand how these celebrity types seem to keep getting busted for driving under the influence. Every one of them are sufficiently endowed with money so that they could very easily retain a driver to take them anywhere they wish to go and stay for as long as they need to stay.
They want to maintain discretion. They want to do it. They don't want anybody privy to what they're doing, you know, seeing where they're going, who they're hanging out with. I mean, this guy's going to write a book.
All they have to do is pay him enough, and he doesn't write the book until he's fired.
So you just keep him on the payroll.
That's right. Just keep on the payroll. You keep paying him, and you pay him, and you pay him.
Oh, you can get him to sign a waiver, too, right?
No, treat him like a member of the family. But then you have to sue him on the waiver, and that makes the book even more important because people did begin to think you really have something to hide. Or, you know, unless you get a guy, you know, who is here, he's come here from Russia without papers.
Yeah. then you get something out of him, yeah.
He speaks no English.
Oh, there you go.
Has no license.
Well, no, you want your driver to have a license.
Why? You didn't have your governor with a license on a motorcycle. Why? Until he got to, you know, until he ran into something or somebody.
And then Maria belted him when she found out what he was doing.
With the kid on the motorbike.
I know. I'm sure she took him out. She took a shoe to his face.
But it was a great repair job because if you recall.
Oh, he's had so much work.
Well,
a couple of stitches here.
I had lunch with him about 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
His skin was better than mine.
You couldn't even see.
Nothing. I mean, nothing. And I kept trying to see, is Tammy Faye? Tammy Faye? No, but it wasn't there.
It's going to look like Catherine Hellman in Brazil pretty soon.
Yes. But, yeah, I don't know how they do it, but they should have drivers. They all should have drivers. As a matter of fact, in your contract for the next movie you do, put in there that you...
You know, we heard earlier that John Scott had been in a movie. He was in the sequel to Jurassic Park. He was in a movie called Lost World. Remember the second one?
What role did he play?
He was one of the guys who... He was a dinosaur wrangler.
Yeah?
He didn't have any lines, but he was a dinosaur wrangler. And they cloned him because they used a blue screen. Right? So he was, you know, wrestling one of the little dinosaurs to the ground. He and another guy, and then what they did, they cloned it on the green screen or the blue screen, and so there was a bunch of other John Scotts running around in the background. So they made two guys look like 24.
That's inexpensive.
Yeah. I was in a movie. I filmed a scene in a movie. John, I don't know if you know this, but I filmed a scene in a movie called Jack, the one that Robin Williams played the progeria kid.
I know about that one.
Yeah, and it was Francis Ford Coppola, and I played a motorcycle cop. And that's when I had a rat tail down my back, about a foot and a half long.
Sexy.
And I had it, shut up, and I had to get it cut off because they didn't know if I'd be wearing a helmet or not because I was a motorcycle cop. So I had it cut off, you know, because it's Francis Ford Coppola. I never took the helmet off, and he cut the scene.
I was going to say, You know, when you make the scene, you keep getting these residuals. I keep getting these residuals over and over.
From Godfather 3?
Well, the number of movies that I've been in, not just Godfather 3. You know, I was in Princess Diaries, I was in SFO, I was in...
You were in Princess Diaries?
Yeah.
I like that movie.
Yeah. I even remember my lines from that movie. It never comes down on Willie Brown.
Well, I keep getting a residual. Do you get residual checks, John?
I did for a while. Yeah. All that until it went to DVD. It was sort of a glorified extra part. But, yeah, I made a few bucks doing it.
Because Debbie was in Nightmare Before Christmas. So she keeps every quarter she gets a check from Disney, right? And she had a decent part. She had like three or four parts in that movie because it was animated and she did the voices. She's got a great character voice. So, and I get, because Jack was made by Disney, so I get residuals from Disney. But hers are like $600 and mine's like $3.12.
I tell you where the best residuals come from. From your television appearances, like I did several episodes of Don Johnson's movie Nash Bridges.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. And I now know why he doesn't have to work anymore.
Mine
are, you know, they're microscopic, $87 here, $26 there.
Oh, ain't bad.
But if he's getting, for all of his episodes, he has 6 years.
Well, he owned it, too, didn't he?
Well,
didn't
he own the production company? Yeah, with Reiser. Yeah. Company.
Oh,
but
really?
I get these checks regularly, and then at the end of the year, I get a 1099. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I'm in the retirement system.
For AFTRA? You're going to get a pension from AFTRA?
Yeah, it'll be the same as my...
Your pension from the city. I don't think so.
My pension from the city is microscopic.
Why?
I only had 8 years.
You only had 8 years?
Yeah, in the city government. And you multiply that times two, that's 16%. That's 16% of the high salary you receive. Oh, so, you know, it's nothing. I mean, the pension system is just terrible.
How do you get vested? Well, so we're not going to... I mean, a lot of cities are running into real problems with their pensions.
Well, yes, they run into problems because they manage them poorly. But we manage our system really well. Our system is probably $13, $14 billion, and it's probably totally and completely sound. That is to say that no matter how many persons retire per year, we're able, without any contribution from city government, to make it solid. And if you recall, I convinced employees to pick up a piece of the pension,
right,
the cost of the pension system, to keep the city from going on a deficit process. And you got to keep... That's how you make sure that your pension funds are fully funded.
Well,
I guess that's one of the biggest problems America has, the multiplicity of pension funds that are not solid.
And all these huge corporations, like the auto, all the auto manufacturers are just getting inundated because they kept borrowing from their pension plans, and now they're in deep trouble. They didn't manage them well.
They did not invest them appropriately. I served as a trustee on CalPERS, and we were always mindful of the fact that every decision we made, we had to treat it as if we were skinflints with the money. And that is to say, you made sure you could project 15 to 20 years out without one additional nickel being able to make whatever payments you need to make to your beneficiaries.
Well, I have a great retirement plan. 5 lottery tickets a week.
And have they worked?
Not yet, but that's the great thing about retirement.
Well, I'm still working at my age simply because there is no retirement. I mean, you're a politician? Forget it. You better figure out how to be healthy enough to keep on working.
We are
Otherwise,
working.
You end up like the governor of Illinois, the ex-governor of Illinois.
6.5 years.
Yes, but he's going to get health care, housing, and food.
I mean, three squares
and a
cot.
Yeah, what can he complain about? And at his age, what difference does that make?
And he's lucky he only got 6.5. We are keeping it real with Will and Willie. We're speaking to John Scott. He's going to join us with all the latest headlines on Bush's little speech right now in Atlanta. But let's go out with some more George W. Bush.
Why didn't you support the moderate governments there in the region? And I truly believe this is the ideological struggle of the 21st century. And the consequences for not achieving success are dire.
You've been saying that Al-Qaeda's base of operation has been destroyed and many of the leaders caught or killed.
Yeah.
And yet now you're comparing Osama bin Laden to Hitler. So is this a shift in your views or perspective on Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda?
No, he's always been dangerous. He's always been dangerous. And yeah, we disrupted their safe haven in Afghanistan, and they want it back. Just like...
.748 at 960 The Quake. Good morning. Here's the latest from the newsroom. Tonight there will be meetings in cities and towns across America to organize for big protests, which are scheduled for October 5th. It's put together by World Can't Wait, Drive Out the Bush Regime, and they ran print ads in the New York Times and the Bay Guardian and other papers in the last couple of weeks, getting everyone riled up for this October 5th action. The meeting is at 7 tonight to plan at the Rainbow Room of the LGBT Community Center at Market and Octavia in San Francisco. What happens when a group opposes a housing project the city is pushing? They gather signatures to place the referendum on the ballot. That happened in Oakland, but the city attorney has directed the Oakland city clerk to throw out the referendum, 25,000 signatures, because he says the signatures were gathered improperly. That has triggered charges of dirty politics, and the group opposed to the Oak to Ninth housing project have promised that they will appeal. 749, Quake traffic, Livermore, 580 westbound, slow between Vasco and Hacienda, motorcycle down on the center divide just after Livermore Ave, metering lights on at the Bay Bridge, toll plaza, backup extends into the maze now. There's a stall in the left lane headed through Corte Madera, 101 southbound after Tamalpais Drive. Mostly sunny today, a little coastal fog, Bay Area highs, 60s beaches, 70s around the bay and upper 80s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960, The Quake.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Somebody say Jeff, Comedy Jam!
It's back and it's bigger than ever on HBO.
You know it's a rough world when the vice president doing a drive-by.
The show that made history is about to make a whole lot more.
How do you feel about being kicked out of Olympics because of steroids?
Well, basically, this is ridiculous.
Russell Simmons' Deaf Comedy Jam, hosted by Mike Epps.
Y'all think I'm going to hell for that joke right there?
Guests include Bill Bellamy, Mark Curry, Earthquake, Adele Gibbons, D.L. Hughley, and many more.
Like I said, black people are lazy. They don't like to work. We worked in this country for 400 years for free. We ain't lazy. We on vacation.
Russell Simmons' Deaf Comedy Jam. The legend continues. All new episodes Sundays at 11 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, beginning September 10th on HBO. Or see it first on HBO On Demand.
Russell Simmons' Deaf Comedy Jam is back and bigger than before, with new host Mike Epps and a rotating lineup of fresh and familiar faces. Don't miss Deaf Comedy Jam beginning Sunday, September 10th at 11 p.m. on HBO.
Metro PCS presents more scenes from other wireless stores.
So I get 400 minutes a month.
You sure do.
And when can I use them?
You can use them whenever.
Seriously, whenever?
I wish.
Oh, you just said I can use them whenever.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I said you can use them whenever.
I'm not seeing the difference.
Whenever, two N's.
Dude, so you're misspelling it.
No, it's two N's, two words. Here, maybe this will help. I'll be you. I can use my minutes when? Now, this is me. Never. Does that make sense for you now?
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Forget about minutes. Switch to Metro PCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. For $40 a month, you get all the local and long-distance calls you can make anytime and no contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8 for a store near you or buy online at metropcs.com. Metro PCS.
Hello.
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 Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S. Taxes and fees not included.
RadioAdsWork.com. If you want radio ads to work for your company, then visit RadioAdsWork.com. Broadcast your message to a targeted consumer group. Simply visit RadioAdsWork.com. That's RadioAdsWork.com.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD digital radio yet? If not, go to Crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at Crutchfield.com.
960 The Quake, the Bay Area's home for the Air America
Network. It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And today's
Burst of Durst is brought to you by Scandinavian Design. If you want to know more, go to Scandinavian.com to find out about their latest specials and events.
The CIA is not using secret prisons overseas. We would never use secret prisons overseas. Anybody who says we would use secret prisons overseas is a dirty liar who is betraying this country and giving comfort to the enemy. You mean those secret prisons overseas? Well, we only use those secret prisons in our continuing defense of liberty and the Ford March of Democracy. Besides, we're not using those secret prisons overseas anymore, so it doesn't matter. And all those prisoners who are being held in those secret prisons overseas are about to be transferred to Guantanamo Bay. And no, the CIA never tortured those prisoners. Baloney! The CIA would never torture any prisoners in secret prisons overseas, which we previously denied using. And anybody who says the CIA would torture prisoners in secret prisons overseas is a dirty liar who is betraying this country and giving comfort to the enemy. We are only, and I repeat, only used these secret prisons overseas, which we previously denied using, for positively identified terror suspects. Nobody but positively identified terror suspects were sent to these secret prisons overseas, which we previously denied using. And anybody who says that we would send people that weren't positively identified as terror suspects to these secret prisons overseas that we previously denied using is a dirty liar who is betraying this country and giving comfort to the enemy. And we will never, ever, ever use secret prisons overseas again that we previously denied using. And anybody who says that we would use secret prisons overseas that we previously denied using again is a dirty liar who is betraying this country and giving comfort to the enemy. And that's your Burst of Durst for today. And anybody who says it's not is a dirty liar who is betraying this country and giving comfort to the enemy.
Yeah.
That's sexy.
Thank you.
Now you know why she needed a drink. Will tried that on her before he decided to try it on the rest of us.
That's
now
sexy.
We all need a drink.
That's a bit convoluted.
Otherwise, you know, we'll be giving aid and comfort to the enemy. I love it. The secret prisons, which we did not have, which we now decided we do have. Oh, how convoluted is this Bush thinking today?
He gets away with this stuff.
To look
for months, they said, no, we don't have those prisons.
And now he actually said, you know, I lied. I misled the country.
He didn't say that.
I know he didn't.
He didn't
say
that,
though.
But the words that came out of his mouth
moved it in that direction.
Yes.
But how about this? We don't have many more because I moved them to Guantanamo Bay. The 14 guys that are left. And by the way, they're also connected to 9/11, according to him. So what's your proof? Well, I'm not prepared to give it yet.
Yeah.
No. That's national security.
Yeah. Now
I can't believe that the public calls for this.
And you give me the right to try them pursuant to my rules and regulations as terrorists, and I will move forward.
And anybody who doesn't vote for this is giving comfort to the enemy, betraying this country.
But you got to know, you cannot give this guy any authority to do anything, because he will misinterpret your authority. He will assume that it is a method by which to produce royal blood in his veins, which gives him the ultimate as a monarch. And that's what he has been doing to this country.
The Bush dynasty.
Yes, on every single solitary issue.
Be prepared for Jeb.
But.
And then Neil.
I think they ought to start with Neil. Neil is the guy that was with Paris. He's the guy that used to buy the twins.
We've had a CIA interrogation program. Everybody knows that, but I'm now formally announcing it. And that we've moved the people in the program, all the people in the program, to Guantanamo Bay.
Everybody knows it, but now I'm formally announcing it. I can't believe it. And wait until you hear the next thing that he said. We'll play in the 8 o'clock hour. You won't believe it. We are Keeping It Real. Also, 8 o'clock, Al Franken will join us on The Will and Willie Show, 960 The Quick.
Hey, open up your screen, because you do not want to miss this. It's Harry Mann's 27th Annual Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. That's right, the world's number one wildest and sexiest party ever is back on Halloween weekend, featuring flesh, fetish, and fantasy, plus porn stars, prizes, and performances by George Clinton, Thomas Dolby, Too Short, LZ Love, special guest Flavor Flav, with Tara Patrick, Violet Blue, Raquel Devine, top fetish models, burlesque artists, and circus acts. Visit our dungeon, our playroom, and the Exotic Erotic Expo with 100 booths filled with erotic art, exotic fashion, and fun with toys. There's $10,000 in cash and prizes for best costumes. This Halloween, join thousands of other handsome hunks and vampy vixens and live out your most erotic fantasies. It's the one, the only, the original Perry Mann's Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace. For details and tickets, call 415-567-BALL or visit ExoticEroticBall.com. That's ExoticEroticBall.com. For best value, get your tickets now.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, 960 The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. President Bush goes to Atlanta to deliver his message about the war on terror. CNN's Bob Costantini reports it's one in a continuing series of speeches Mr. Bush is delivering on the topic.
Jim, the president is detailing events leading up to the 9/11 attacks, including concerns raised in the intelligence community beforehand about the hijackers.
Yet at the time, there was no consolidated terrorist watch list available to all federal agencies.
And so Mr. Bush noted the attacks took place after long planning. He told the Atlanta audience that's been corrected.
Since 9/11, we've addressed the gaps in our defenses that these operatives exploited. We've upgraded technology.
But Democrats on Capitol Hill are chiding the president for not implementing many of the recommendations of the 9/11 Commission. Live in Washington, Bob Costantini, CNN.
The U.S.-led coalition handed over control today of Iraq's armed forces to the Iraqi government, but there's no timeline for Iraqi troops to shoulder the entire security load. At this hour, Israel's scheduled to lift its air and sea blockade of Lebanon. CNN's Chris Lawrence in Jerusalem says an international force is poised to begin monitoring things.
The German Navy will at some point begin to monitor the Lebanese coastline. Now, that may take up to a week or possibly 2 weeks, but in the meantime, French, Italian, Greek, and British naval ships would form an interim deployment also to monitor the shipment of unauthorized weapons into Lebanon.
Oil and gasoline prices have been falling in recent weeks, as anyone who fills up at the pump realizes. Some cynics think it's manipulation leading up to the fall elections. Energy analyst Peter Butel poo-poos that idea.
This move that we've seen in oil prices over the last several years is really bigger and too difficult for one party or one group of people to control.
Butel cautions that any dramatically lower gas prices probably wouldn't last long. This is CNN Radio.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. eliminate bumps and redness, and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
For only the best will do. 1-800-GET-WINDOWS.
Here's a look at traffic from the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
It's 804 at 960 The Quake. I'm John Scott, and this report brought to us by the County Connection. New crash in Fairfield, eastbound 80, right up to the 680 interchange. Three cars. Looks like a couple of lanes are blocked. Ambulances rolling right now. Metering lights on at the Bay Bridge toll plaza. The backup is into the maze. Two-car crash that was in the road right before Willow Pass Road on 680 southbound has been scooted over. There was an earlier problem a few minutes ago near Monument. That's also been moved out. 24 eastbound, coming up to the Caldecott. Smoke coming out from a big rig. It looks like it's over on the shoulder. If increasing traffic is affecting your gas tank, call County Connection. County Connection buses travel throughout central Contra Costa with connections to BART, business parks, and schools, too. For bus routes and schedules, call 925-676-7500. And remember, you can check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. 804, 10 minutes away from the latest headlines. Now it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
You have said we can't cut and run on more than one occasion. We have to stay until we win. Otherwise, we'll be fighting the terrorists here at home on our own streets. So what do you mean exactly by that, Mr. President?
Well, I mean that a defeat in Iraq will embolden the enemy and will provide the enemy more opportunity to train, plan, to attack us. That's what I mean. One of the hardest parts of my job is to connect Iraq to the war on terror.
Yes. And one of the hardest parts of Rumpelstiltskin's job was to churn gold out of straw.
We are Keeping It Real with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quake. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown. And the most difficult job I have, is trying to get my lottery numbers to be those that are the winning numbers.
It is 8:06 a.m. here on 960 The Quake, and we have L. Franken on the air calling us all the way from the Central Time Zone. Mr. Franken, thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Al. Willie Brown here.
Yeah, well, I hope you have no control over those numbers.
Well, if there was an election involved, I would.
Okay, well, I won't touch that.
No. Don't you dare.
Man, that was a good clip. My job is to connect.
My hardest job.
is to connect Iraq to the war of terror. You know, it's so amazing. They have been wrong every step of the way. I mean, on weapons of mass destruction, on how to conduct the war, on looting, on torture, on how the war is going. There's no insurgency. It's some dead enders. It's in its last throes. There's no danger of civil war. Why do we need to start? Why would anyone listen to them now?
They are desperately trying to make sure that between now and November, the dialogue is around just the things they want it to be around. They can't afford, Al, to do just as you've done, just as you did in your shows out here, and that's analytically do the number of telling people how inept they have been.
Well, no, that's not their job. That's our job.
I know it is their job, but they're not about to allow anybody else.
Inept, inbred, insipid.
No, but I mean, it's just, you know, there's a certain point at which you got to wonder about people in terms of why on earth would you ever listen to a word they have to say by this point? And by the way, you know, the idea of like if we pull out of Iraq, we'll be showing our weakness and that'll, well, then we shouldn't have gotten into this in the first place if there's no way out.
How about the guy who mentions Osama bin Laden literally 18 times by name in a 40-minute speech? Is the same guy who got rid of the CIA division that was charged with finding him. How does he ever get to mention his name again?
And let him go at Tora Bora by being told in advance that we needed to send troops there and not sending them. And also didn't mention Osama bin Laden for about 2 years. Because after we let him go, it was kind of a, you know, don't mention, Mr. President, do not mention Osama bin Laden. Why not? Didn't he attack us? Yeah, but remember we said we'd get him and we didn't.
We can't find him. He can run, but he can't hide.
Saddam 9/11. I mean, it's disgusting. And, of course, you're right, Willie. They're just going to be spending as much time as they can now talking about 9/11 and terror. And that's what yesterday, of course, was about, was the announcement that they had these secret prisons, which we knew they did, and that they got all this information out of these guys, and they didn't torture them. And I, you know what? I believe them.
And they've now moved them to Cuba.
And that's purely on track record. I believe the guy. I, you know, and I don't believe it thwarted any terrorist plots. And I think that you actually, from everyone I hear, from every expert I hear, that you don't get better information out of torturing people, that you get the best information out of, you know, sucking them in and treating them well. And, it's not only that, it's almost every movie I've seen.
Yeah.
Any good movie. But, I mean,
you beat a guy up and he'll tell you whatever you want to hear.
And he goes, okay, we're going to attack a building in Los Angeles. Happening right now. I don't buy that.
Well, I thought the other incredible statement that he made was where he said, I'm announcing, everybody knows it, but I'm officially announcing the fact that we had secret prisons. Everybody knows it. We've been denying it, but everybody knows it because it's obviously true, but I'm officially announcing it.
Have we actually been denying it, or have we just been going like, how dare they announce we have secret prisons? They're secret. Isn't that really what they've been doing? I haven't heard them go like, there are no, maybe they have. I guess.
No, they did in the beginning. They did in the beginning. And then there was the right-wing Robert Novak-led lizard parade where everybody said, by saying this, you are making America vulnerable.
Yeah, you're for example, you're letting the world know that we're awful. And that boy, that doesn't help.
boy, that
wow,
doesn't help.
That's a bad thing. Secret prisons where we're torturing people.
Al, did you notice where
like barbarians, for God's sake, don't say that.
Al, did you notice where Joe Lieberman is now being funded heavily by Republicans from all over the country?
Yeah, but you know what? He's taking the principal position, which is he'll take their money. But it won't affect policy.
The Jess Unruh position.
And he just yesterday voted against the Feinstein measure that only Republicans voted against that dealt with the use of cluster bombs and who could have their hands on them.
Oh, yeah, these things that kill civilians.
Yes, yes.
And alienate the civilians and build the insurgency.
He apparently was the only Democrat that voted with the Reeds.
Yeah. If you look at, you know, if you read a book like Fiasco and start actually, also we had the author of Bloodsport on, T. Christian Miller, not Bloodsport, Blood Money. There's a leitmotif to all of these books, all of these good books about Iraq, which is that we spent the first couple years just alienating these people and building the insurgency. And it wasn't that our troops are bad intentioned or anything like that. It was just the leadership was so poor. And we would do things like, you know, just run Iraqis off the road as a convoy would speed through town. Or, you know, shoot Iraqi civilians as they approached a checkpoint and didn't get our hand signals to stop. And
yeah, our hand signal for stop is their hand signal for hello.
Is it?
Yeah. You would think that they would know that and tell the troops that. When you put your hand out, your palm up, that's hello in Iraqi. That's not halt. We don't even know that. I mean, how culturally
hello,
simple is
come
that?
Closer.
Yeah. Yeah. And then we showed them.
My aim is not so good.
Yeah. And then putting two hands up is...
Hello, hello.
Interested in you sexually.
Come closer.
No, we have blown it in so many ways. Or, you know, like, you know, in Fiasco, you read about the way we would indiscriminately round up guys and, like, drive a tank into somebody's house. I mean, just knock down the wall. Then go in, his family's frightened, and throw the guy, the husband, the father on the ground, put a boot on his neck, and then cuff him, humiliating him in front of his family. A guy who had nothing to do with anything, it was just indiscriminate roundups, winning
the hearts and minds.
Well, alienating someone, creating a terrorist, creating an insurgent. And there are now some great, like General Peter Corelli and General Petraeus. There are generals in Iraq that got it, that knew what to do. But they're too few and far between. Now, Corelli is the second in command there. I think that we're finally making adjustments, but unbelievably slow. And I think it may be too little too late. And that's my huge worry about that. And that's where our focus should be on, instead of suddenly making up all this. I don't know what to believe from the president. My instinct is not to believe anything. So if he tells us, well, we had these secret prisons, we got this information that saved American lives, and we didn't torture these guys, what piece are you supposed to really, you know, believe?
Especially since he denied everything before. Which part is wrong now? Al, we are contiguous neighbors here on The Quake, on 960 The Quake.
Right.
The Al Franken Show is adjacent to us in an increasing level. So when we go off the air at 10 a.m., Al Franken joins us right here every day, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 1. And what do you got coming up today, boss?
Let's see. Today we have the author of a really, he was an infantryman in Iraq, Colby Bazell, has written a book, My War, Killing Time in Iraq. And I think Killing Time means killing time and killing time. And he just blogged as a soldier in Iraq, and his blogs are just, thousands of people started reading his blogs, and he got a book deal out of it. And a lot of these are his blogs, and they're hilarious, and also give you the perspective of a guy on the ground.
So it's kind of a little black humor there.
Yes, it's dark humor, which we like on the show. and then we have Tom Oliphant on for our last hour, who's always just brings incredible depth and breadth of knowledge. and insight to everything that's going on.
Well, we're looking forward to the show. You take it easy. Say hello to Billy Kimball and all the rest of the staff.
Billy, thanks for introducing me the other day.
Oh, listen, I enjoyed it, and you had a good run. We've had a number of people call in to say they attended the show both here and in Santa Rosa, so come back soon.
Okay. My pleasure.
Al Franken has been our guest. You can hear him from 10 to 1 every day here on 960 The Quake. Right now, who you can also hear every day here on 960 The Quake, we have the lovely and talented and a man with hidden talents, the actor, the thespian, Mr. John Scott, has all the latest headlines on The Quake.
You have said we can't cut and run on more than one occasion. We have to stay until we win. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we'll be fighting the terrorists here at home on our own streets. So what do you mean exactly by that, Mr. President?
Well, I mean that a defeat in Iraq will embolden the enemy and will provide the enemy more opportunity to train, plan, to attack us. That's what I mean. One of the hardest parts of my job is to connect Iraq to the war on terror.
It's 8:18 at 9:60 The Quake. Good morning, I'm John Scott. Here's the latest from the newsroom. The owner of a polling company who worked for candidates like President Bush and Senator Joe Lieberman admits she made up some of her results. A federal indictment accuses Tracy Costin of telling her employees to talk to cats and dogs while instructing them to make up survey results. And an FBI agent tells the Connecticut Post that half the information supplied to the Bush campaign by Data USA was falsified. Saving money is something many of us are not very good at, or are we? AG Edwards Financial Services has released their second annual Nest Egg Index. It ranked America's 500 top-performing towns based on personal savings and investing behavior. Los Alamos, New Mexico, number one on the list, but San Jose, still a winner. Last year's number one city is now third this year. The region defined as San Francisco, Oakland, was ninth overall. New Jersey was rated the best saving state, and California's moved up to the middle of the pack at number 27. Quake traffic at this moment. East Bay problems. Fairfield 80 eastbound after 680 was blocking two lanes of the road this crashed. They cleared it quickly off to the shoulder. Two-car crash in the roadway just before Willow Pass Road is being pushed off to the shoulder right now. It'll be slow between Willow Pass and down to Geary. Big rig on the right shoulder as you come up to the Caldecott Tunnel eastbound on 24. But just smoke coming from the rig, but it's not blocking. Quake weather. Mostly sunny today. Little coastal fog. Bay Area high 60s. Beaches 70s around the bay and upper 80s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Metro PCS presents more scenes from other wireless stores.
So I get 400 minutes a month.
You sure do.
And when can I use them?
You can use them whenever.
Seriously, whenever?
I wish.
Oh, you just said I can use them whenever.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No, I said you can use them whenever.
I'm not seeing the difference.
Whenever, two N's.
Dude, so you're misspelling it.
No, it's two N's, two words. Here, maybe this will help. I'll be you. I can use my minutes when? Now, this is me. Never. Does that make sense for you now?
Yeah.
Have a nice day.
Forget about minutes. Switch to Metro PCS and pay by the month, not by the minute. For $40 a month, you get all the local and long-distance calls you can make anytime and no contract. Call 888-8-METRO-8 for a store near you or buy online at metropcs.com. Metro PCS.
Hello.
Permission to speak freely. Long distance in the continental U.S. Taxes and fees not included.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Fraga. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Fraga. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Fraga. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
Why should you switch to Comcast Digital Voice home phone service? Not only will you experience the latest advances in phone technology, but you will also get the quality, reliability, and features that you've come to expect from Comcast. All for one low monthly rate. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com to get connected today.
Somebody say yeah! Yeah.
It's back, and it's bigger than ever on HBO.
You know it's a rough world when the vice president doing a drive-by.
The show that made history is about to make a whole lot more.
How do you feel about being kicked out of Olympics because of steroids?
Well, basically, this is ridiculous.
Russell Simmons' Deaf Comedy Jam, hosted by Mike Epps.
Y'all think I'm going to hell for that joke right there?
Guests include Bill Bellamy, Mark Curry, Earthquake, Adele Gibbons, D.L. Hughley, and many more.
They say vacuum is lazy. They don't like to work. We worked in this country for 400 years for free. We ain't lazy. We on vacation.
Russell Simmons' Deaf Comedy Jam. The legend continues. All new episodes Sundays at 11 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, beginning September 10th on HBO. Or see it first on HBO On Demand.
Russell Simmons' Deaf Comedy Jam is back and bigger than before with new host Mike Epps and a rotating lineup of fresh and familiar faces. Don't miss Deaf Comedy Jam beginning Sunday, September 10th at 11 p.m. on HBO.
August 17th, 2006, 960 The Quake asks you to tell us what you think about your radio station.
August 18th, an online survey goes live at quakeradio.com.
2 weeks later, the response from you is overwhelming. You have helped us create the next generation of progressive talk radio in the Bay Area.
September 18th, 3, 2, 1.
Go time.
The new fall season, coming soon on 960 The Quake.
San Francisco and the Bay Area's home for progressive talk. 960 The Quake.
Well, I mean that a defeat in Iraq will embolden the enemy.
That's sexy.
And will provide the enemy more opportunity to train, plan, to attack us. That's what I mean.
That's hot.
It's one of the hardest parts of my job is to connect Iraq to the war on terror.
That is really hot.
One of the hardest parts of his job as well. It should be. We are keeping it real with Will and Willie. We are working hard here, 960 The Quake, 824 AM. And I'm looking at CNN right here, and they say Brown is favored to replace Blair when he steps down in a year.
I have already declined the opportunity, and I've asked my cousin Gordon. Chancellor Gordon
of the Exchequer.
Brown. Yes.
What is an exchequer? Is that now a chess piece? What is an exchequer? It's a
I
king.
Think it's only a title.
I know, but what does the exchequer do? We're keeping it real, and of course, when we do keep
hopefully
it real.
Hopefully, he's going to replace Blair.
Yeah, I would have been more fun if you were there. We got a caller. Some guy called in as anybody can. You can be part of the show as well. You are part of the show. You are the show. We're just holding on to it for you. Call us at 866-960, which is our numbers, and KQKE, which is our letters. So it's very easy to remember. 866, numbers, letters. And we got Dwayne from the World Service Corps. Dwayne, you're on the air with us.
Hi, Will. Will, so you don't have to complain in years ahead about cultural insensitivity, I'd like to give your audience a quick overview of the citizen-initiated World Service Corps legislation and then invite them later to tonight's meeting where you'll hear two generals, a Gold Star mom, Nadia McCafferty, a Blue Star mom, discuss it and how it could affect the world.
What are you talking about? What is the World Service Corps?
The World Service Corps is citizen-initiated congressional legislation that we're getting candidates from all parties to debate and discuss, hopefully support, so that in the next session of Congress, there'll be at least 50 co-sponsors going in. And what it would do is, if it's enacted, it'd wrap up over 7 years, so that by the seventh year, you'd have 1 million Americans voluntarily serving in their choice of the Peace Corps, AmeriCorps, Habitat for Humanity, Doctors Without Borders, Head Start, the Red Cross, International Rescue Committee, Oxfam, Mercy Corps, and State Conservation Corps.
Are you reading this?
No, talking out of my head. It's stuck up there in a corner.
It sounds like a national version of Gavin the Good's Project Connect.
Well,
the old thing that Bill Clinton and Elder Bush tried to put together many years ago in Pennsylvania. Remember when they pulled all people in and wanted people to volunteer? And
right.
Sounds like the same thing.
Well, there's a little bit difference in this in that you have your choice of serving at home or abroad, and there are some cost-effective incentives involved in it. If you do the service, then at the completion of the service, you get a cash stipend equivalent to what a Peace Corps volunteer gets, about $6,500. But in addition to that, you get 2 years of community college plus 2 years of state college tuition. Is
for
paid.
Free?
You can spend it for any educational uses, vocational or otherwise. But if you or I, a baby boomer, Willie Brown, might want to take a year off and do something different, he could dedicate that to his nieces, nephews, and grandsons, or he could put it into his medical savings or IRA account, because I heard him complaining about his pension before.
So well, what's the shot at Dubai? You got anything going over there?
Yeah, Dubai would be pretty comfortable, probably your conditions you're used to, and a lot of good
Thank
suits.
You. Thank so
you.
It's called the world's...
Let me add this one last thing before you cut me off here. Tonight...
I'm not cutting you off. I'm asking questions.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's called the American World Service Corps. And it's a congressional proposal right now. Is it on the docket? Is anybody sponsoring the bill?
Well, no, we haven't introduced it in this session of Congress. We think it's too dysfunctional. We're trying to get...
You're going to wait for the 110th and see if there might be a little... perhaps smarter populace there?
Yeah, and less fractious. And, you know, we're trying to raise the political IQ of the country by getting a million Americans involved either in needs at home dealing with Katrina or reducing terrorist recruitment abroad by going abroad, making friends in the world so we don't have to send our soldiers to go fight in so many places.
So it's like a cross between the Peace Corps and AmeriCorps.
You could say that, except that we also are involving non-governmental organizations, which a lot of politicians say is the way we should do things. We
not NGOs.
Do.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, so it's making those non-governmental organizations more robust with our best resource, Americans who can do things, and turning to Americans and saying, look, you know, you want to serve your country. If you don't want to carry a gun, do it this way so we don't have to carry a gun as often.
Who started this and where did it start?
Who started the proposal?
Yes.
Well, basically I wrote the proposal because about a year and a half ago I didn't want to complain about what was going on in the world, but I figured if I write this stuff, I've introduced congressional legislation before. Congresswoman Boxer introduced a Soviet-American Peace Corps proposal in 1989. That would have matched, say, Will was a Soviet and I was an American. We would have served together in the same village, lived together for 2 years. And I said, if you did that 10,000 times, you wouldn't worry about raining missiles on each other.
She introduced that legislation and apparently didn't pass, right?
It didn't. It fell apart. When the Soviet Union started falling apart, she just kind of dropped it.
Even with a democratically controlled Congress.
Well, the offshoot probably may have come from this is we sent the Peace Corps into the Soviet Union, but this had very solid support. I knew that because every time Sergei Avizan, the deputy number two at the Soviet consulate, any time he and I talked or he came over here, the FBI was here the next day. So, and that happened four or five times. So,
well, you were developing a following. How does one... How does one get in touch with you? Do you have a website?
Yes.
What is it?
www.worldservicecorps, all one word, worldservicecorps.us. And if people like the idea, I hope your listeners do, there's a link there at the website that says sign the petition. They can sign the petition. We just want to show that that people are signing up every week.
How many congressional candidates do you have locked in already?
Well, there are several around here that like it very much. Woolsey likes it very much. It is bipartisan. We're approaching both sides. I haven't heard back from Doolittle, but Charlie Brown running for, he thinks it's great, and he's using it in his campaigns. Durston has heard it, as has his opponent's office. Durston likes it very much. McNerney down there likes it very much.
So we're getting bipartisan support. We got Democrats and liberals. Thanks for joining us, Dwayne. We gotta head out. We got news, we got weather, we got traffic. But if you want to find out more, go to www.worldservicecorps.us. Coming up, Bob Summerbee is going to lay it on us from the Beltway. He's the buckle of the Beltway here on 960 The Quake.
It's 8:31 at 9:60. The Quake. Good morning. I'm John Scott. Here's the latest from the newsroom. The Quake's John Rivers with an update on the long, drawn-out San Francisco hotel labor troubles.
2 weeks ago, San Francisco hotel workers voted 93% in favor, authorizing their union leadership to call a strike if necessary to win a fair contract. Unite Here, Local 2, and the group which represents management of 13 Bay Area hotels have been bargaining day and night for the past 10 days. Now, a little progress has been made, according to both sides. Enough progress that so far, anyway, a strike has not been called, but continues to be a real possibility if a settlement is not reached in the near future. An all-day picket is scheduled for today in front of the St. Francis Hotel, beginning this hour.
British Prime Minister Tony Blair says he's going to resign within a year after many years of rather large support in his country. The Iraq War and his alliance with George Bush has taken a toll on his reputation. Blair has been under intense pressure from within his Labour Party after nearly a decade in power. Eight junior members of Blair's government quit yesterday over his reluctance to name his out date. 8:32. Now look at traffic in the Cron 4 Morning News Traffic Center. This time we're brought to you by Carl's Jr. in Fairfield. Better news. Three-car crash was blocking half the freeway. Been cleared over the shoulder on 80 eastbound right after the 680 junction. Livermore, 580 westbound. Accident with a motorcycle down just after Livermore Avenue. Slow between Vasco and Hacienda through there. San Jose crash. Two cars, 280 northbound at the 680 interchange. 61 bar trains running on time. Metering lights on. Backup is well into the maze coming up to the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. The pastrami burger is back at Carl's Jr., a delicious charbroiled burger piled high with pastrami. Try it with an ice-cold Coke today, only at Carl's Jr. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Just visit our website, quakeradio.com. Mostly sunny today, a little coastal fog, but nice. Bay Area highs 60s, beaches 70s around the bay, and the upper 80s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960, The Quake.
If you've got less than perfect credit, getting a new computer is almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is looking at your history, your credit history. But at Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. Even better, call right now and we'll throw in a free ultra-thin flat panel TV. So thin you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer and 1 year warranty absolutely free. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call today for your brand new computer. And before you know it, a new PC will be delivered right to your door. Call 1-800-994-2585. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. So get your new computer today, and we'll include a free flat panel TV, free color printer, and 1 year warranty absolutely free. Call 1-800-994-2585. 1-800-994-2585.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hey, open up your screen because you do not want to miss this. It's Perry Mann's 27th annual Exotic Erotic Ball. October 28th at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. That's right. The world's number one wildest and sexiest party ever is back on Halloween weekend. Featuring flesh, fetish and fantasy. Plus porn stars, prizes, and performances by George Clinton, Thomas Dolby, Too Short, LZ Love, special guest Flavor Flav with Tara Patrick, Violet Blue, Raquel Devine, top fetish models, burlesque artists, and circus acts. Visit our dungeon, our playroom, and the Exotic Erotic Expo with 100 booths filled with erotic art, exotic fashion, and fun with toys. There's $10,000 in cash and prizes for best costumes. This Halloween, join thousands of other handsome hunks and vampy vixens and live out your most erotic fantasies. It's the one, the only, the original Perry Mann's Exotic Erotic Ball, October 28th at the Cow Palace. For details and tickets, call 415-567-BALL or visit exoticeroticball.com. That's exoticeroticball.com. For best value, get your tickets now.
Represent your colors. The silver and black with your official customized 2006 Mitsubishi Raider Nation truck from the new East Bay Mitsubishi. Come by and enter for a chance to kick for the brand new 2006 Mitsubishi Raider truck at every Raiders home game.
Truck awarded at the final Raiders home game.
Come by East Bay Mitsubishi and enter for your chance to kick to win at 11858 San Pablo Avenue in El Cerrito, off Highway 80 by the Del Norte BART station. Visit eastbaymitsubishi.com. 510-992-2000. Mitsubishi, driven to thrill.
In the Bay Area, many customers are already saving 20% on their monthly Pacific gas and electric bill with the CARE program. A savings of over $350 a year could mean extra groceries or a few tanks of gas. There are still thousands of customers who qualify but haven't signed up. Applying is free, easy, and confidential. For an application, call 1-866-PGE-CARE or stop by any Smart and Final store in Northern California.
Francisco and the Bay Area's home for Progressive Talk, 960 The Quake.
You have said, Mr. President, that America is safer, but we are not yet safe.
Right.
When you think about the threats out there, what is your biggest fear?
Well, my biggest fear is that somebody will come and slip in this country and kill Americans. And I can't tell you how.
He thinks he's so charming, the dames. He thinks he can just charm the socks off of any woman in the world. So that's what he was doing.
Well, he lost that struggle, obviously.
Yeah.
Because in the end, he was a little bit defensive, as Tony Ryan says. He kind of got annoyed when she suggested to him that a number of soldiers had said to her, ask him, when am I coming home?
Oh, no. You know, I met a lot of soldiers. Nobody ever asked me that.
He didn't like that little comment at all.
We have Bob Summerby on the line. He is joining us from the lovely, charmed city of Baltimore in the 401 area code, I believe.
410, baby.
410.
Is that Will Durst back at the mic?
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Welcome back, talker.
Yeah, I hear that you enjoyed my little buddy, Mr. Weintraub was here last week.
I wasn't going to bring it up this morning, Will, but I think
he was pretty good, wasn't he?
Agree with me that, well, let me just say this. It must be a nice feeling knowing you can go on vacation whenever you like with such a wonderful replacement waiting in the wings.
Hey. How you doing, boss?
I was transported.
Two of you.
Just kidding. I'm doing fine. I mean, I think here on, here just north of the nation's capital, to me there's two stories this week. One is the continuation of the sort of Bush, I'll use the word propaganda onslaught. The other is the ABC documentary, which I think is so interesting. But, I mean, the Bush thing, I thought his speech yesterday actually started to get somewhat interesting. I don't think it's terrible for people to consider how this whole attempt to parry the world of Islamic terrorism, how that's acting out. I mean, I think that I wouldn't necessarily believe everything that the president says, but I thought that was interesting. But my God, and earlier in the week, I mean, the continuation of the sort of scare tactics. He's now added Lenin to the mix of people we apparently support if we don't agree with the war in Iraq. I mean, it's just, good God. I mean, they're going to have us down as Pee Wee Herman supporters if by the time they get through with this thing.
They're on to us, obviously. They know exactly where we're going.
Oh, my God. I mean, Condi Rice gives an interview, which is, well, it's just like people who thought slavery could continue. I mean, really, it's just, I don't know if I've ever seen such a ridiculous rhetorical episode in the past several decades. We talked about it last week when Barry Weintraub was in, which I assume is just the attempt to to drumbeat the real core of conservative support into getting out of the polls in November. But boy, it's kept up for another week. When he added in Lennon this week, oh my God, please.
And you know, I suspect that he's going to drop Lincoln in soon.
I don't support Lennon. Never did.
Lennon and Hitler, he played the Nazi card, really? He played the commie card.
It is really the stupidest rhetorical episode. I don't know when anyone has carried on such stupidity for so long, and I don't think it's really, I don't know, I mean, I just don't think it's working. They're taking a lot of hits for it. It's so dumb that, you know, I think even the press corps is forced to point out how dumb it is at times, and I don't know. We'll see how it plays in November. You know, on the other hand, I do think it's important to stay, you know, I think it's important to keep in mind that there are real dangers out there. Christiane Amanpour has a two-hour CNN special up Bin Laden, which has aired a few weeks ago, and it's been re-airing.
Oh, in the footsteps of Bin Laden, yeah.
I thought it was really, did you see it?
Yeah, I saw most of it.
I thought it was very interesting, but there was an episode at the end concerning the possibility of nukes. I mean, that's the thing that makes this, we're in a very dangerous world. The possibility that terrorist groups could get a hold of some sort of nuke. It's rarely discussed. It's rarely reported by the press corps. She thought it was worth including. That's why this is a very, as foolish as the scaremongering is, it is a dangerous situation. And I wish we could have more confidence in the people who are in charge of it.
Bob Summerby is our guest. He joins us from Baltimore, and he's with us every Thursday here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, 960 The Quay.
Sorry. And there's the ABC documentary.
Yeah, what is the path to 911?
Yeah, boy, it's. I think this, in a way, I presume many of your listeners have been following this the last few days. And I think this has been really a sort of a breakthrough episode for the liberal web, because ABC is airing a documentary on the 10th and 11th, a supposed documentary about 9/11, supposedly based on the 9/11 Commission's report.
Even though they only talked to the Republican on the committee.
Yeah, I mean, it's clear. It seems fairly clear, and the reporting now seems fairly clear. There are episodes in this so-called documentary that just didn't happen, that are clearly in there to make the Clinton administration look bad. The documentary, quote-unquote, was written by a conservative, a so-called friend of Rush Limbaugh's. I mean, this is John Stossel-ism on ABC. ABC keeps throwing these throwing this foolish feed to conservative viewers. And I don't mean to insult all conservatives. I think many conservatives wouldn't want to be pandered to this way, but they keep throwing this junk at conservative viewers. And here's the case, though, where the liberal web has stood up and screamed, and it's producing a lot of kickback. And I think it's a real breakthrough for the liberal web, because there was a big article about this in the New York Times yesterday, a big article about it in the Washington Post today. I've seen it being covered on cable today. The fact that ABC's running a documentary that's full of crap is being reported in advance. I think it's a tremendous victory for a new left-wing noise machine, which has been very effective in this incident.
How did ABC get this away from Fox? It seems to me this would have been more appropriate on Fox.
Yeah, well, I do think this has been a corporate strategy of ABC, that they do throw the occasional bone to conservative viewers. John Stossel is the perfect example. He's on there telling us global warming doesn't exist. I mean, just saying ridiculous things, and it's a good way for, you know, big networks like to do this. Look at Katie Couric on CBS tonight. Who's she having for her commentator? Rush Limbaugh. Does anyone need to hear what Rush Limbaugh thinks? I mean, it's just clearly, it's throwing a...
Well, he's going to really balance Morgan Spurgeon, you know, such a left-wing icon.
Well, there's one reason for it, is to throw a bone to conservatives to say, no, we're not liberally biased. Look, we'll let you see Rush for 90 seconds.
And hey, Fox News has Alan Combs on.
Yeah, well, that's what's going on. To me, I would suspect that's the ABC strategy when they air these things that seem to be throwing a bone to the less intelligent wing of the conservative movement. I think it's very unfortunate, but I did think it was a great breakthrough for the liberal web this week, and I couldn't help thinking something yesterday as I read through the liberal web's work, which has been very good. If this kind of liberal institution had existed in 1999, when the press corps began with 2 years of total bull roar about candidate Al Gore, if there had been any kind of liberal institution to fight back then, George Bush would never have been president. This is a big milestone for the liberal noise machine. There's been a big right-wing noise machine for 40 years, and we've been very silent on our side. We haven't had the institutions, and this, I think, is a real breakthrough event.
But we can write. We can read and we can write.
We never had the institutions who were willing to fight before, and we now have. So the liberal web isn't always right. I think they've misplayed a few items. They've been extremely on target with this one, and it's produced results. It's being discussed now ahead of time. People are going to know when they see it that these episodes did not actually happen.
Wasn't there an incident in which people objected to ABC's showing some production, and many of the stations pulled it, and they were all right-wing stations?
Yeah, you know, there have been a number of these episodes in the past, and of course, in the past, it's generally been the conservative noise machine that has gotten shows pulled off the air, even. You know, there was a Reagan biography.
That was the one that, was it Sinclair or the bloggers? The bloggers actually went crazy about that one.
Sure, yeah.
And they pulled it, right?
Yeah, that's right. But again, that was the conservative.
And that was CBS.
Bloggers. There's been a lot of, you know, conservative noisemakers over the past X number of decades, and we really haven't had it. So, you know, this, to me, this is the first example where our side has actually successfully complained about this sort of thing. So I'm looking forward to seeing the event, but I'm glad I've been pre-informed. This is a bunch of bull roars.
Well, we're just glad that you're watching The Watchman. That is Bob Summerby, whose website is dailyhowler.com, where he makes sure that all the people who claim that they're watching what's going on in politics, that they have someone following them around with a telescope on their backs. And you run a good set of crosshairs, Robert.
I'm not watching the people who are watching the watchers.
That would be me watching
very
you.
Complex.
Yeah. And Bob, did you notice that Lieberman is fairly flush with cash, all Bush-based cash?
Well, he's got his cash. You know, that's certainly going to be a very interesting race. I mean, it's the polls are now very close in Connecticut between Lieberman and Lamont, with the Republican, with the official Republican getting like 4%. So, but yeah, Lieberman was back in the Senate for the first day yesterday.
Hey, we should have a benefit for the Republican.
That's working. Well, I don't know why he would need have any for raising funds. He can just go to the casinos and gamble. That's what he's supposed to be
doing. Bob Summerby. We'll talk to you next Thursday, buddy. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.
All right, Bob, take it easy.
And coming up, of course, what would Willie do? But right now, John Scott's waiting in the newsroom. He's with bated breath. He's got all the latest news, headlines, traffic, and weather all here for you at 960 The Quick.
It's 8:50 at 9:60. The Quake. I'm John Scott. Good morning. Here's the latest from the newsroom. 2 months after Cody's Books on Berkeley's Telegraph Avenue closed its doors, its owner has sold the two remaining stores, one in Berkeley and one in San Francisco, to a Japanese book distributor, Tokyo's Yohan, Inc., an undisclosed amount of money for the purchase, according to Cody's officials. An interfaith silent vigil being held to be called for peace in the Middle East. It's this afternoon at 3:45 on the Polk Street steps of San Francisco City Hall. Tonight there will be meetings in cities and towns across the country to organize massive protests on October 5th. The national organization World Can't Wait, Throw Out the Bush Regime, holds a San Francisco meeting tonight at the Rainbow Room of the LGBT Community Center Market and Octavia. You can learn more at worldcantwait.org. San Lorenzo is where we'll begin our traffic journey. 880 northbound, slow right at Hagenberger. Three-car crash, at least one lane block, slow from 238 up to the 23rd Avenue off-ramp. Two-car crash now sitting in the road. This is about the third of the morning in this area. This is 680 southbound, round Willow Pass. Slow down to Gary and then to the 24 interchange, of course. Metering lights are on the backup all the way into the maze at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Quake weather, mostly sunny today, a little coastal fog. Bay Area high 60s, beaches 70s around the bay, and the upper 80s inland. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie continues on 960 The Quake.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the Internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the Internet, including the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay, that they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-229-1136. Hurry, there's only a limited number of these free CDs available. 1-800-229-1136. This free CD is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free CD, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free CD called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-229-1136. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true Internet wealth. That's 1-800-229-1136.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed, but recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK, or for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
Attention Bay Area residents, announcing West Coast Green, the nation's largest residential green building conference and expo, September 28th through 30th at the Bill Graham Civic Auditorium in San Francisco. From carpeting a room to building a whole new residence, you're sure to find something inspiring. Hear Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as keynote speaker. See over 250 exhibitors of sustainable building materials and services. Talk with green builders in the reverse job fair. For more information, go to westcoastgreen.com. That's westcoastgreen.com.
Oh, beautiful for
Will it still be beautiful for them when they grow up? Hi, Willard Scott, and protecting the beauty of America has been a tradition in my family for many years. But America needs your help, too, and that's why I hope you'll choose
America the Beautiful Fund
in the federal combined campaign. The fund distributes free seeds and bulbs to grow food for the hungry and beautify communities all across America. For more information, you can visit our website,
freeseeds.us,
CFC number 1204.
Thank you.
Podcasts, streams, and downloads of your favorite shows. Go to QuakeRadio.com.
What would Willie do? Every day we ask the mayor a question of local, national, or international import. But every day he digs deep into the well of wisdom and sagacity that his years in public service invested in him. In the segment we call What Would Willie Do?
It's, you know, one of the hardest parts of my job is to connect Iraq to the war on terror.
Yes, but we're going to connect slander and free press and the Internet today. The Bush administration has many war fronts. One of them, of course, is targeting freedom of the press. Right now, the spotlight's on bloggers who are defending themselves against lawsuits of slander where they just repeat things that they've heard with absolutely no corroboration. Now, how would you go about adjudicating this situation? What would Willie do?
Well, the history of this country has been one of being incredibly protective of free speech. We have first the constitutional protections that guarantee it, and then we have a whole series of judicial decisions that have appropriately refined and interpreted that section of the Constitution that provides for full protection of free speech. We also extend to the press protections beyond that which normally people would be exposed to. As a matter of fact, the press can print, and if they have done due diligence, even though it's untrue, they still are not tagged with having engaged in conduct prohibited. We've also said that there obviously must be some intent to slander or to libel. We also said that there must be some evidence of some damage that has occurred as a result of your engaging in conduct that otherwise would be libelous and slanderous, but if it is, not harmful. And obviously we provide serious protections for privacy. There is absolutely no reason in the world why those same protections should not be applicable to every method of communicating, whether it's bloggers, whether it's internet, whether it's press, whether it's publications and magazines, whether it's publications on radio or television. There should not be carved out space for bloggers because they somehow are the new chosen few and that they are entitled to some benefits greater than, some protections greater than the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, the San Francisco Examiner, the San Francisco Chronicle, the Sun Reporter newspaper, or any other news organizations. The same rules and regulations about the appropriate protections and about freedom of speech should be applicable to the bloggers as well as to the rest of us.
Absence of malice.
Totally and completely.
And that's what Willie would do.
A movie was done on that subject matter. If you remember, Paul Newman.
That's right.
Played the great role. Miami, donations, and malice.
Coming up in the next hour, live in the studio, we'll have Chris Gardner, who is the character that Will Smith played in the upcoming movie, Pursuit of Happiness. All here, keeping it real, Will and Willie, 960 The Quake.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight. Or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry. How stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170. 1-800-622-2170.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble.
Nations that harbor or support terrorists are equally guilty as the terrorists and will be held to account.
President Bush continues a series of speeches to drive home the point that he intends to keep up the pressure.